with the rapidly evolving situation in the north following the French and Malian intervention, more and more people are thinking of returning to their homes in the north of Mali. However, displaced families UNHCR has interviewed in Bamako, in the capital, have told us that even though they're strongly wishing to see their homes again, they also want to wait a little bit to see how the security situation is going to evolve. You know that there is still a war in the north of the country, especially in the region of Kidal. They're also telling us that they want authorities to return there, and they also are waiting for basic services such as school and medical structures to restart. So yes, there is a strong will and wish to return to the north, but at the same time, some caution to see how things are going to evolve.
Right. Are there people who have actually started to return to their homes in the north?
At this point, we are not aware that people are returning. What you have to understand also is that, for instance, people who are displaced in Bamako or in a city like Ségou, they are not able to travel north of Mopti because the roads are closed by the authorities for security reasons. So all the bus lines, which were usually traveling from Bamako, Mopti, Mopti, Gao, Mopti, Timbuktu, from Mopti, all these bus lines are not functioning. What the bus companies are telling us is that they are receiving dozens of phone calls every day from displaced families in Bamako who are asking when are the bus lines going to work again. So definitely, as soon as these lines are open again, we're expecting a flow of people to return to the north.
So based on what you're saying, the security situation has not improved that much, or it's because of the ongoing military operations?
I think the message that people are giving us is that they are certainly looking at what's happening in the north in terms of military operations, and they're just waiting. You know that a lot of people have stayed in these regions, as well as a lot of people have left those regions, and the people who have stayed tell their families, their displaced families in Bamako, for instance, that there are reprisal activities, reprisal movements against certain populations in Gao and Timbuktu. There's been some shops attacked. So there's a lot of turmoil still going on, and they're just waiting to see how things will change very quickly.
What are these reprisals and attacks on shops based on? Who is attacking whom?
What people are telling us that there were some kind of reprisals, especially against Arabs and Tuaregs. Of course, this is just the beginning of a new situation for Gao and Timbuktu. After months and months in the hands of a rebel group, the situation is changing.
Now, how many people remain displaced from northern Mali?
At present, there is an estimated 230,000 people displaced from the north of Mali to safer regions in the south. In addition to those 230,000 displaced people within Mali, you also have 150,000 Malian refugees in neighboring countries, which are Burkina Faso, Niger, Mauritania, and Algeria.
And are you getting any news from the refugees in neighboring countries about their willingness or preparedness to return?
It's kind of the same situation. You have a different ethnic community in Burkina Faso than in Bamako. You have mainly Tuareg people, Arab people, and people who have brought also their livestock. So they are also eager to return because they want to take care also of some livestock they might have left in Mali. But they are waiting to see how the security situation is going to evolve. All these people, whether outside of Mali or inside Mali, just need some time to again make the right decision and make sure that the children also will not be traumatized again by additional fighting.
Now, UNHCR says that it is gearing up to help in case people actually start returning. So what is UNHCR doing to prepare for this possible return?
Well, right now we have an office in Bamako and we are reopening our office in Mopti. We had to relocate our staff out of Mopti to Bamako following the French and Malian intervention for security reasons. We are sending our staff back to Mopti. We're starting also distributing non-food items, relief items to displaced families in Mopti and Sévaré. And we are planning to open also an office in Gao in order to prepare for potential return and also to assist the population who has stayed in Gao but who also needs help. We know that many houses in those regions were either damaged or destroyed, and so there is a huge need for funding for agencies like UNHCR and other agencies to be able to assist these people.